Can I move now with the news? Iran has condemned the storming of its embassy in London by supporters of an extremist cleric. The Iranian foreign minister lodged a diplomatic protest over the attack, calling on the British government to bring to justice those responsible. Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassami says that Iran holds the British government responsible for protecting all Iranian diplomatic missions in the UK. The British ambassador in Tehran has apologized over the attack on Iranian embassy in London. Followers of extremist cleric Seyyed Hossein Shirazi, who is based in the British capital, entered Iran embassy compound and took down the Iranian flag. Witnesses saying the British police did nothing to protect the embassy when the attackers stormed the compound. Iran's ambassador to Britain has confirmed the story. He says that four assailants who were carrying knives and sticks have been arrested by British police. Our correspondent in London, Richard Sudan, has given us details on the attack on the Iran embassy in the British capital.
And the scenes are much quieter here, but as we know, a group of extremists earlier on who claimed to be followers of Ayatollah Shirazi, they somehow managed to get into the building and take down the Iranian flag and raise their own flag. This is deeply worrying when you consider the fact that the diplomats' police are located not too far from the Iranian embassy here in central London. So what we know right now is, as I say, the assailants who entered the building, they were wielding knives and sticks. They were being very threatening. The consulate staff in there were obviously extremely nervous while this was happening. But the question that remains here, and of course the key thing to mention here, the UK authorities have now apologized for the lapse in security that allowed this transgression to happen. People are now going to be asking, what's going to happen to these extremists now they've been arrested? Will the authorities come down as hard on them as they have with other extremists? For example, recently two Britain First activists have been jailed.